American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Conditions are worsening, and drought is now affecting more than one-third of the nation's primary hay-producing areas.
That's Dave Natsky, editor of Progressive Publishing, who says hay marketers and farmers have plenty to keep an eye on as we begin to think about the 2018 growing season.
First, there was less acreage of alfalfa hay harvested in 2017, and growing season drought in some major hay-producing states led to lower yields and harvest totals, especially in the West. The northern plain states of Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota were hardest hit by the drought. In addition, Minnesota and Wisconsin suffered substantial winter kill last year, reducing hay acreage and production in those two states. While much of the West saw smaller dry hay inventories, the majority of the eastern states reported higher stocks compared to the previous year due to either increased hay acreage, higher yields, or both.
The World Agricultural Outlook Board from USDA says drought conditions are worsening.
Now, Bill, drought is now affecting more than one-third of the nation's primary hay-producing areas. In addition to continuing dry conditions in Montana and western North Dakota and South Dakota, a large droughty swath now covers an area stretching from southeastern Iowa through Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. Dry pockets are also in parts of Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, and in the far west, Southern California and parts of Oregon. Hay marketers and dairy farmers will have plenty to keep an eye on as we begin to think about the 2018 growing season.
That's Dave Natsky, an editor with Progressive Publishing. More information about their magazines at progressivepublish.com.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.